Hello, hello. You know what day today is. Today's Monday, which can only mean one thing. It's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. As always, we have a lot of questions, so I'm just going to jump right into it. there's like a million, not a million, but there's definitely five or six questions of people asking, where's the next Naughty Get to Know Night? It'll be this Wednesday. It's the next episode, so... for all the people asking, it's coming out soon, so this Wednesday you'll see the next episode. So let's see, the first question, or I guess the first real question, is from Anonymous. They ask, Kay, are you like 100% straight? Yeah, I would say so. I think I'm pretty grounded in my sexuality. So I hope I'm not disappointing anyone with that answer, but yeah. There's no part of me that like kind of questions at all. I'm 100% straight. So, thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, happy Monday. I'm curious if you're getting married someday. Would you consider this night project? Thank you." I totally would. Even married, unmarried, this keeps going. I'm gonna keep doing this. For the foreseeable future, I enjoy doing it, so I don't think getting married will stop me from doing it. Thank you for the question. Kate asks, "Hey Kay, I have a question. How do you handle criticism?" It's hard, I guess, would be the first part. Criticism's hard. It's hard to not take it personally or take it like internalize it when you hear it. I guess the first rule of criticism is separating what is constructive criticism versus just critique, you know? Where you can learn something from constructive criticism, but if someone's just critiquing you with no kind of ways for you to grow, then you have to learn to let that kind of wash over you. Because there's a difference between someone saying, "Wow, this sucks," versus, "I wish this was different." Because this sucks, it's hard to be like, how do I fix that? Versus when someone is constructive, at least they're giving you like a path for improvement. So I guess that's the first stage of is learning to separate out those two kinds of criticism, constructive versus just non-constructive criticism. Once you do that, then it gets a little easier. But it's hard to take not to take some stuff to heart, because especially when you have stuff that you put your heart and soul into. It can be hard, but my best advice is just try to separate the two, because that really does help. When you can separate out constructive from non-constructive, it really does help, at least helps you take the criticism and helps you move forward from it, I guess. So I hope that helps. Criticism can suck, but it could also be great. It could really help you grow. It can make you better. I remember being in a creative writing class and both loving and hating getting critiqued, because my writing would get better, but it would also, sometimes it would really hurt your confidence, it would really shoot you down, you'd be like, oh man, I thought this was really good. So it's also about picking yourself up from after the criticism too, especially if it's really cutting. And I've had some really rough, not in creative writing, but in the professional world, oof. Had some rough stuff happen, so it's all about picking yourself up afterwards, because I don't know, people will often say cutting things without realizing, you know, what you really put into something. But anyway, I hope that helps. I think I answered this question for too long, but yeah, thank you for your question, Kate. I really appreciate it. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, you've been really regular uploading stuff onto schedule. Thank you. And I really appreciate it. I'm glad you do. Does this mean you're essentially a full-time audio creator? Or do you do contract work on the side still? I know that recording audios, thinking of concepts, editing, plus Patreon, like streams, must take a lot of time and energy and creativity. So I was just curious about how you make it all work while maintaining a work-life balance." It is a lot. I'm doing quite a bit right now. And I am also I'm currently not doing anything on the side and for a while, at least not until May. I got some side work then. But yeah, this is basically full time. If my friends call for me to do a job, then I will maybe take it depending on what it is and how long and what I have to do. But yeah, no, this is basically my full time gig. And yeah, it is pretty time consuming. There are days where I wake up at 9 and I'm not done working until like 1 in the morning. And that's like typically pretty usual. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I love it. I love doing it and I wouldn't change it for the world. So yeah, I'm glad I can say this is my job, you know. Not many people can say that they get to do something they love every day. And it's true. If you love what you do, it doesn't really feel like work. Sometimes I forget that I'm working. I'm just like, oh, I'm just doing this thing for fun. But it's not, you know. It's a weird juxtaposition. But I love it, and I'm so happy with it. So, like, I don't care. Sometimes when I have to do 9-to-1s, because at the end of the day, I'd rather be doing this than anything else. So, I appreciate the question. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm glad you appreciate all the effort I'm put into. It's nice to hear. but yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anna asks, hey Kay, I hope you're enjoying your Monday so far. I just woke up, so far it's going pretty good. What's your favorite cake flavor? Or is there a specific type of cake you like the most? I wish I had a better answer. Maybe banana cake? Banana bread is not really cake. I don't know what happened to my sweet tooth. I used to have much more of a sweet tooth. It, like, vanished. It, like, went into the ether. I don't know where it went. I know banana bread isn't a cake. But I really, 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 really want some banana bread. Like, not only right now, but if you said you could have any kind of cake, I would ask, is banana bread a cake? Because I would love banana bread. Because it's delicious. It's so good. Ugh. I'm going to make some banana bread at some point today. Yeah, I guess that's my answer. I know banana bread isn't a cake, but it's so good. It's so good. I guess from real cakes. Carrot cake's really good, too. I do like a good carrot cake. I mean, the go-to answer seems like chocolate cake. Chocolate cake is amazing. It's so good. I guess banana bread, chocolate cake, carrot cake. In that order. Oh, wait. Does croquembouche count as... I know I'm pronouncing it so badly. But does that count as a cake? Because if it does, then maybe that fits in the order. I don't know. Maybe that's number 4. I'm sorry, Anna. I wish I had a better answer for you. It's going to be banana bread. Mostly because that's what I'm craving right now. I live very much in the moment. And right now I crave banana bread. So I can't see myself wanting anything else. Thank you for your question. Tara asks, hey Kay, hope you're doing well. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Why? How old would I be if I didn't know how old you are? It's an interesting question, because there's a lot of ways to interpret it. And I like that kind of question. One that's open to interpretation. How old would I be? Man, would I actually get to be that age? Because I'm totally down with some high quadruple digits, you know? Give me 1,000 years old for, Yeah, I don't know. I would want to push the number as high as I could get it to be, I guess. I don't know. There's something nice about being timeless. But I guess if I looked in the mirror, what number would I give myself? Honestly, I think 24 would be what I, if I look in the mirror and I'm like, well, how old do I, actually that's not true, probably 23. If I look in the mirror and I'm like, how old do I look and feel? Probably 23 years old would be my answer. If you said I could have any age attached to me and it doesn't affect my physical being, oh, give me whatever, the highest number you can pick, give me that number. I want that number. I don't care how big that number gets. Just give me that number. But if you ask, like, what do I look in the mirror and like, what do I think? I'm like, oh, this is like a 23-year-old dude. Typically. Yeah. So that's my answer for you. Okay, let's see. Anonymous asks, me and my boyfriends once discussed gender inequality. I just realized how fucked up his mentality is. And I don't want to be a wife of someone who thinks that his own mom is a servant. But the thing is, he's the first person I've been in a relationship with, so I don't know how to handle the situation. I don't know how to end it with him. What should I do? Should I ask for a breakup with him or nah? How does one actually ask for a breakup? Okay. So, one, I'm really proud that you were able to see, like, you had a conversation and it showed you a side of this, your partner that was like, that you were like, ugh. Because it comes down to values, which is, I think, a part of, oh man, I really want to talk about this. So values are so important in a relationship, and I don't think we talk about them enough. We talk about all these other things, but we don't talk about, like, values and how those play into partnerships. It's really important that you pair up with someone that has similar values to you. And I know that kind of sounds vague, but two people who have just polar opposite views on things will come into conflict more often. And I know they say opposites attract, and to a certain degree that's true. But opposite values do not work, because if you have two opposing sets of values, you're just going to come into conflict. And values are core beliefs that you have that are unlikely to change. So if you and someone else's core values do not line up, it probably will not work. For as much love and all the other things that could be possibly there, if you have a set of core values that are completely different than this other person's set of core values, that's not going to work. And a mentality around gender or like, from what you're saying, at least, it sounds like he has a very certain view about how gender norms and how a woman should conform in a relationship, and it goes diametrically opposed to what you believe. That, I think, would be a recipe of disaster over time. That won't get better. I don't think you can bring him back to a place where you're going to be happy, and I don't think he's going to come to a place where you're going to be happy. So I think ultimately both sets of people in this situation are going to be unhappy over time. So I'm glad you're able to see that. You should break up with him, probably, if it's been a month and this is still really deeply bothering you, which it sounds like it is. I think you should follow your gut and probably split up with him. I don't know your situation, so I don't want to give any more, like, directive. I feel like I've already given too much dangerous directive advice. I hate giving directive advice. I hate saying this is the actions you should take. But how to go about it, I would say be honest, open, direct. Say, hey, we had a conversation about gender and stuff that really rubbed me the wrong way. I thought you were this way, and I guess you're really just not. And I don't really want to be with a person who thinks that way. So I think this is where we part ways. And that's basically what a breakup is. It's just a parting of ways. It's just two people who make a mutual decision not to see each other anymore. Sometimes it isn't mutual. Sometimes one person is like, I want to break up, and the other person's like, I don't want to break up. But ultimately, it takes two people to tango. So a relationship takes two people, and if one person's bowing out of it, the relationship ceases to exist. So if you want to break up with him, I think be honest, open, direct, talk, like, just tell him how you feel. And see if he has anything to say for himself, because maybe he does. Maybe he'll surprise you. But my vibe from what I've read is that he won't. So, I hope this helps. I wish you the best of luck. I'm so sorry this happened to you. It can be really frustrating to find out that someone that you've grown emotionally attached to has a set of beliefs that you find abhorrent. It can be really disappointing. So I'm really sorry, and I hope everything works out for the best for you. Thank you for your question. Anonymous asks, have you ever been to a movie premiere? Yes, I have. Actually, quite a few. I've never walked the carpet though. I don't ever want to walk a carpet. I'm not a big take my picture person. if you haven't noticed already. So yeah. Thank you for your question. Let's see. Nicole asks, "Hey Kay, I hope your day is off to a great start." I was like, "Oh, today's not a day off." I have some cooking questions for you. How did you learn to cook? Did you go to culinary school? Do you have a favorite dish you love to make? So I learned to cook at a really young age. I learned to cook mostly because, I raised myself a lot, so I cooked a lot for myself. So I don't know, I was probably cooking since I was like fourth grade, fifth grade. I cooked quite a bit for myself. So that's where it started. I never went to culinary school. Most of the stuff I learned is like online. I watch a lot of cooking YouTube. I watch a lot of Food Network as a kid. Those were like the cornerstones for my cooking, you know? And dishes that I love to make. I love Chinese food, so I make some decent Chinese food. Not as good as going out and getting it, but it's not bad. It's getting there. It's getting there. It's getting pretty close. Like that's always been my goal, I think, has been to make Chinese food that's as good as going out and getting takeout. I haven't mastered it yet, but I'm getting really damn close to it. So that's my answer. Thank you for your question, Nicole. I really appreciate it. Let's see. All right. Anonymous asks, "Hey Kay, recently you said if your partner didn't want kids that you'd be cool with not having kids, but also heard you say that you want kids. As someone who's dating a guy who doesn't want kids, how do you quantify staying with a person who doesn't want the same things as you?" Ah, it's a question of values. So, So here's the thing. I feel like you want kids. He doesn't want kids. I think that's the crux of it, right? Yeah. So, let me frame it from my perspective. So for me, I would love kids. Kids would be wonderful. They're amazing. I would love them. But if I didn't have kids, would I be okay with that? That's like a real question I've had to ask myself. And I think my answer is, and I think it continues to be, yeah, I think I would be okay with it. I think I could live a full life not having kids. Not everyone can come to that answer. Some people will be like, no, my life is not full unless I have kids. And if that's your answer, well then it's a cornerstone. Then it's like a fundamental value. I need to have kids at some point. If that's true, and your partner is like, I under no condition want kids ever, then I don't know if you can. Because at some point, that will be a core conflict. It'll be a core conflict about moving forward in the future. It's a really tragic one, because it does break up quite a few couples when it comes to... There's a lot of like really like getting a house, kids, getting married. Those things which people feel like, oh, those are just like great milestones. They are also huge conflict points in relationships. They're points that really do test the strength of a partnership. If you think that you might come around to his point of view, then I think from your end, which is all you can really talk about, then I don't think you're wrong. But if you know your beliefs are hard and fast and you don't think they'll ever change, then maybe it's worth having a conversation with your partner. I don't think it's worth breaking up with your partner. I don't think you should break up with your partner. I don't think that's a solution. But I do think it does warrant a series of conversations. Definitely. Because it will become a point of tension at some point. And if you address it now and you guys can tackle it now and come up with a plan and a solution and be like, hey, this is what we're doing. We're both happy with it. We're both sticking to it. This is the plan. Then yeah, I think it could work. I think you guys can work through it. I think you guys can be fine. But you need to have a conversation. It's all about communication at this point. The more you communicate about it, the better it's going to be. The less you communicate about it, the worse it's going to be. That's just the honest truth. So I hope that helps. I feel like I've given a lot of relationship advice, more than I typically do in these get to know nights. So I think the 100th episode is still coming up pretty soon. Yeah, we're nowhere close. I was like, what episode is this? No, we're not close to 100 yet. We're close. We're not like the next episode is not the 100th episode. If you enjoy this, please leave a like and a comment. I always love reading the comments. You guys are great. I love hearing what everyone's feedback is. If you have a question, please ask it. There should be a link in the doobly-doo down below. It should lead you right to a page where you can ask whatever you want. Anonymous, unanonymous, be my guest. If you have a question specifically for the 100th episode, just write 100 before your question. You can, I made it real easy. Just write 100. I'll know, and I'll save it for the 100th episode. There's quite a few I've already saved up, so thank you for that. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday. I've been Knight, and I will talk to you later. Bye now.